turn down your script. Yep.
Bring the ship up to broadcast depth.
The Hideout.
We're going in.
Passing yours FM.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber.
Hideout.
Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be.
Hideout.
Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink.
Hideout.
So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show. Trouble's the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We've got a power to the people routine and a very loyal fan base.
The Hideout.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody. Be somebody.
Hey, what's new?
What are you doing, Hefe?
What's new, J-Dubs? Welcome into the Hideout Live, back in our time slot.
Yes.
How about that?
How many weeks has it been? Four?
I suppose. I don't pay attention anymore. Here's the thing, though. If you want to join us, we're live and we are ready to talk to you. I am El Hefe. That is J-Dubs, and that is the Satchel Patch on 106.7 WJFK. If you want to get in, this is how you do it.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You can hit us up on the phones that way. Hideout Radio on the Instant Messenger. AOL Instant Messenger, name Hideout Radio. You can hit us up on there. Talk with us that way. After the show tonight, J space Dubs space Hideout is where you can play me on Xbox Live Madden 2009.
Who cares?
And if you go to WJFK.com, you can download the podcast that we have up there and listen to me while you play me on Xbox Live.
It's all about Dubs, if you want to be honest. Hey, we got a lot of stuff on tap for you until Joe Radio at 9 o'clock, including the Tickle Monster. Floppy seconds lead to a stabbing. And, of course, some football. Yeah, we're going to talk some football tonight, getting ourselves ready for...
It's Sport of Kings.
Better than
Diamond Rings.
So I hear. Football. That's coming up if you want to get in. So 800-636-1067. It's so good to be back in the Hideout. Because we haven't been here for so long. Yeah, we used to do late nights. We're back on Saturday nights if you're just now accidentally finding us. And it's the same old Hefe and Dubs with a grown-up show and a toddler in the Satchel Patch who is now with us.
And also, I want to just jump in and say this real quick. An actual good weekend of college football so far. And it looks like it's going to keep on getting better tonight with USC taking on Ohio State.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
Congratulations to the Terps, by the way, for their big win today over Cal. USF had a great game last night, for those of you watching on ESPN, over Kansas. Right now, you got Georgia up over South Carolina, Notre Dame beating Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some good stuff. We'll keep you up to date on all that and get you some previews for the NFL tomorrow. But first, here in the Hideout, we like to talk about just about everything, including some. We're in D.C. How about a little old politics? How about that Sarah Palin? America's princess, Sarah Palin, just coming through in the clutch. Really, I have done a
10-point bump.
I have done a complete 180 on this woman.
Have you?
Yes. She is a goddess.
Yes.
I have never known someone more qualified for the presidency. And I'll even say this. Princess of the world, Governor Sarah Palin. You cannot go wrong with this woman. Let me tell you a couple of the things that excite me about this Sarah Palin, if I would, for a moment. Just really quickly. Her glasses. I love them. I love
them.
They
are cute.
And because of her glasses, that's another
reason. Very librarian.
That's why I would vote for her, because her glasses. The other thing I really like about her, too, she's a hockey mom, you know, and hockey moms, they got it tough. And
have you ever tried to get four kids into a vehicle?
And then you got the Down syndrome one too.
Oh God!
I mean,
he's eating crayons.
I mean, I gotta vote for her because she's a hockey mom, and man, that's a tough job. And in addition to that, as related to this Sarah Palin, because I tell you, she's a princess. She's funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like she's a female Don Rickles the way she delivers her speeches. She is
her political views.
Yeah, she is just on fire, this woman, and I am so happy that she's going to be the next princess of the world or vice president of the United States. A complete 180. Mm-hmm. I've been sold. I tell you, man, I sat there and I listened to her, especially. This is what won me over. No joke. When she sat down with Charlie Gibson this week and he asked her, he threw her a curveball of a question which some people are calling unfair. I think she hit it out of the park.
Do you agree with the Bush Doctrine?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our students.
I don't know how I can clap while covering my heart at the same time.
Well, that and, of course, I mean, you got to look out for down below because she's so pretty. Mm-hmm. That Princess Sarah Palin, I think there... You saw that Charlie Gibson tried to throw her a curveball. Once again, she's not the Serrano mm-hmm. of vice presidents. She can hit the curveball, and she knocked it out of the park right there, that Princess Palin. So I'm just incredibly excited that she's going to be, representing me, because she represents everything that I stand for, and that's teenage pregnancy, that's retarded people, and that's eyeglasses.
You know what? She defends the humor we do on this show. That's what she does. She nurtures the retards, because I'll tell you what, if it was like, you know, on the left side and all the
those dirty liberals,
yeah, them aborting all their Down syndrome kids, what kind of joy would this show have?
Exactly. So thank you, Sarah Palin. I'm sorry, Princess Palin, for once again coming through in the clutch. And I'll tell you this. After hearing her answer mm-hmm. when it came to Charles Gibson, I know for a fact she's ready to lead. She is ready to lead on day one. From what I hear, Sarah Palin personally right now is scooping all of the water out of Galveston and putting it back into the Gulf of Mexico.
She's a hockey mom.
Well, that's what hockey moms do, duh.
I mean, the ice melts eventually.
You know what? If she becomes Vice Princess of the United States...
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that she gives a cowbell to all of us. So when we're seeing her get inaugurated, we are just banging on that cowbell and maybe, you know, half cowbell, half air horn. And then we just do that whole thing.
As hockey mom of the nation, I am so glad that Princess Palin is here for us. Orange slices and Capri Sun for everyone.
Yeah!
Pizza party.
Everyone in the back of the van are going to Chuck E. Cheese. And
you get an ice cream. You get an ice cream.
Sarah Palin's paying for it.
Only one slice, though. One slice.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Not made of money.
And we don't want any of that bacon or sausage because we don't believe in that pork.
Cheese.
Yeah, exactly. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop into the hideout and share your thoughts over the new Princess Palin. So you have that going on. Also, too, you had this hurricane, and the latest with this. Now, the last time we were on the air, we were talking about the hurricane. What was that, Gustav?
Yeah.
Gustav is so October. So August.
Let's go to line one. Paul. Paul, you're in the hideout.
Awesome. Hello, Paul.
Ah, Paul just rolled out. Sorry, we missed you there.
Well, you know what he was doing.
Hmm.
He was going, and he was getting his chick those Sarah Palin glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what everyone wants. It is the new thing right now.
Well, it looks like Tina Fey will be playing Sarah Palin on SNL. They just announced her return to SNL to play Sarah Palin.
Well, you know what? What I really liked about it, too, about this Sarah Palin, she's diverse. I loved her in Baby Mama. She was fantastic in that movie, and when she used to do the news late nights on Saturday nights at Sarah Palin, she was so funny. She was so funny. I love her. I'm just gobbling her up. Oop. sexual harassment. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. 800-636-1067. Let's talk about something serious, though.
Okay.
Just for a moment, if we can stop, you know, just drooling all over Sarah Palin.
Well, no, that's what her kid's doing.
Mm. Oh, that's right. That's right. Someone get that baby a wet nap. Let me ask you about this. This Hurricane Ike. You a little disappointed?
Why? Why would I be disappointed? It attacked the worst state in the union, Texas. Smacked it like it was Tina.
Hey.
And I'm happy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here's the thing. If this happened 3 years ago, this would have been a catastrophe. But enough people got out where it didn't seem as bad as it probably
could
have been.
Not out of Galveston.
Yeah.
Like 40% of the people in Galveston tried to stay by. And that's the place that, you know, took really the direct hit. And everybody on the news is saying, you know, if you get out or you're going to die.
Right. Well, if it was 3 years ago, it would have been 90% were still there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think overall, and Galveston isn't huge, is it?
It's pretty big.
It's kind of like a barrier island or something like that. It's mm-hmm. on a big ass sandbar, mm-hmm. right off the mainland there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes in, it will wash it away. You know, reclaim all that land.
And did you see all the houses right there on the beach? They were all like these really cheap wooden ones that, if I was going to build a house where you can't get it covered in insurance, I think I would go brick. I may have learned something from the Three Little Pigs when I was a kid, that I go brick when I'm thinking something's going to blow it down.
Yeah, you can't, though, because it's going to sink right into the beach. I don't think you can do that. I think you got to go wood because of that. Just to be perfectly honest with you. Now, that's fine, and we'll get a hold of my mom a little bit later, who's living in Houston, and we'll just see how she's doing. I just want to see how that's going. But more importantly, like we were talking about when it came to Gustav, how is this going to affect football? Football.
The sport of kings?
Yes.
Better than diamond rings?
Football.
Sundays in the snow?
Football.
Weekend warriors toe-to-toe?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the latest? Because I thought I had heard that the Houston game is going to be postponed. They had moved it to Monday night, but instead now they look like they may have to move it even further because Reliant Stadium was all jacked up.
It's got that retractable roof up there, and some of the chunks were taken off due to the wind. I mean, it made landfall. The hurricane made landfall as a Category 2. About 110-mile-an-hour wind, so that's pretty powerful. So it did some damage to the stadium. It really wouldn't affect the structural integrity of the stadium, so I don't know why they'd want to delay the game. But
if there's actual field damage, though, you kind of have to.
Oh, it's a retractable roof. You know, they closed that thing up. I would hope that the person in charge of closing that roof didn't leave it open.
It's just like having a Jeep. No matter how tightly you close that thing, it's going to leak a little bit onto your field.
Right. No, you're right. You know, this is something I was sitting here and I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think, honestly, we should do. We need to ask Sarah Palin what she would do, because she's a hockey mom,
and she wouldn't play football,
and she knows about sports. So I think that she can give us the answer, not only to everything, but also as to whether or not Houston is going to continue to play this Monday night. I'm looking and I'm seeing that it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No, I don't think they are. They've moved it already from Sunday to Monday, and there was a little bit of water damage at street level as well around the stadium, and it's going to take a little while to get it repaired. So they're probably going to have to move it. They don't know when they're going to get it repaired. They don't know when Houston's going to be able to kick up their They're a regular schedule there at home, but I wouldn't imagine it's going to be too long.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Let's come back on the other side of this, 800-636-1067. If you want to serve a big old heap of praise on Palin, we'll also break down some of the football games, skins. You got a New Orleans team that struggled a little bit against Tampa Bay, but at the same time, you looked awful in week one. So where are you standing as far as that goes? We'll give you some of the latest injury updates, including what is going on with this Vince Young. You want to talk about a couple of quarterbacks that have really crapped the bed, Young and Leinart. And if you have to think about it, which one would you have taken now? And Houston, ironically, how smart do they look with their number one pick? We'll come back on the other side of this. There's a whole lot still to get to, including the stabbings of the sloppy seconds. Oh! And the Sarah Palin doll. If you don't already have it, you got to get it.
Love doll?
It's awesome. Back on the other side of this, it's The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout. Big point on your break. A sharp fin. Break. And make you feel different. Break.
Jim Rome.
Hey, Jim. We now have everything we need in life. You, Joe Flacco, crab cakes, and the clown. Signed, Baltimore.
Why would... The Hideout.
El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Caution. Retards in area.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 800-636-1067. If you want to get in on what we already touched on so far... Sarah Palin, the princess, knocking out of the park. Also, too, Hurricane Ike. Mm-hmm. We were just talking some football on the way. Of course, this was the seven-year anniversary this past week of 9/11. Coming up, we'll talk to an author talking conspiracies. That'll happen during the 8 o'clock hour of the Hideout.
And if you're on your way out to watch football or way back home to watch football, just turn the dial down on that and pop us up because... I can't handle play-by-play anymore. It gets really, especially like the national ESPN ones, that woman who does games annoys the hell out of me on a daily basis, so I always turn it down and listen to something instead of the actual game call.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk Skins first. Skins versus New Orleans, got a 1 o'clock start tomorrow. What are we looking at as far as this goes? Skins look awful in week one against the Giants.
They look terrible. To finish off the preseason, I think they got outscored 71-6 or something like that.
And then last week you got New Orleans against Tampa Bay. Did not look great.
What do you mean?
But came away with the win. I didn't think New Orleans looked very good against the Tampa Bay team as well that didn't show a whole lot.
No.
I didn't think New Orleans was clicking on all cylinders, but I think that win over Tampa Bay.
Bush had about 112 yards receiving the ball. He ran the ball
exactly.
I mean, Drew Brees looked nice. Tampa Bay has one of the best defenses in the NFL last year, the best defense in the NFC.
In 2001. They haven't been really great at defense or offense in a real long time.
The Bucs?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The Bucs.
They were a playoff team.
Offense especially looks weak.
So. Wait. A playoff team in the NFC South.
Means nothing. All right, so are we going to give this, are we talking Saints here, Saints over the Skins? Is that what we're thinking?
I'm thinking so, man. With the loss... Last week to New York Giants, who they didn't look all that great.
Mm-hmm.
Washington just looks weak. You know, the Redskins, I really expected a lot more out of Jason Campbell. I'm expecting a lot out of Clinton Portis, and I'm not seeing anything out of either one of those two. The playmakers at receiver are not really doing the thing.
Hey, is Portis still dressing up for his interviews? Is that still happening?
He usually doesn't kick that up until a few weeks in, right? I don't think he did that all season. He just does it like... sporadically.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to, because that's really the most important thing for your Skins fan. 800-636-1067. Give me some of those other 1 o'clock games really quickly, Seth.
We got the big one. Tennessee and Cincinnati we were talking about earlier. Tennessee with the quarterback controversy has been going on all week long with Vince Young.
Who's starting this week? Kerry Collins?
Yeah. And finally, everybody's coming to... I've thought for the longest time he's a poor man's Michael Vick. He doesn't run as good as Michael Vick, and he doesn't throw as good as Michael Vick.
But he plays better in clutch situations.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
He really is. He's a winner. He's one of those guys that you want, honestly, to have the ball when it kind of comes down to the end.
But
when you think about just about any of the quarterbacks...
Is that why he threw about 6 touchdowns last year, if that?
But, again... He's a winner.
Yeah.
Some guys just know how to get it done, and they're clutch.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him the whole season long, but if I was in a clutch situation in the playoffs, I'd want him.
I think it all goes back to that one game against USC. So it's Titans against Cincinnati.
Yeah, we got Tennessee's at Cincinnati. Green Bay at Detroit. Aaron Rodgers is going to be going again against another awful team. Detroit got beat by the Atlanta Falcons last week.
I know that if you listen to the Hideout at all, you know that Dubs... With Don Geronimo had many a bets against the then Don and Mike show afternoons, now the Mike O'Mara show. Many a bets you lost to Don,
yes,
based on your Lions. We have not spoken since, I guess. How disappointed. You thought this was going to be the year for you, and you guys...
I was hoping for an over 500 season,
mm-hmm,
and we looked worse than we did last year.
Remember last week?
Got spanked by Atlanta Falcons.
Remember when I said we were talking about who was going to have more wins, the Skins or the Lions, and I said the Skins, the Lions will have 4, and the Skins will have 5? I would like to amend that.
I think I agreed with you. I think
yeah,
that...
Let me amend it. They're both going to win 2 games this year, and... I really
I
feel
think we have
way.
A shot this weekend.
Against?
Green Bay Packers.
Sure you do.
We do.
Sure you
the
do.
The Packers aren't that good.
If they're playing crashes.
But the Atlanta Falcons, there's something to write home about? Matt Ryan?
They are.
No, but, I mean, we... If they didn't jump out to that 21-point lead.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, we got shocked at the beginning, and they went way up. And then from then on out, we beat them after we got our stuff together.
Of course. Yeah, that's what matters the most.
I don't see it happening this week for the Redskins at New Orleans. New Orleans at the Redskins. So I think on the road, Drew Brees had 350 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Right.
Green Bay at Detroit, Aaron Rodgers looked good in his debut as a starter for the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
I see him waxing Detroit. They're terrible. Oakland to Kansas City. This is a good old school rivalry game with two teams that absolutely suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way.
Is there any good teams in the NFL? I mean, everyone we brought up is terrible.
The Colts look bad.
Yeah, the Colts look bad. And by the way, that Oakland at Kansas City, I don't know about you guys because I'm an NFC guy, but every time I would ever pass on and see Oakland or Kansas City playing on CBS, and I guess the AFC has been on CBS for forever, essentially, I just look at it and go, yuck. I'd rather go outside.
All AFC games.
Yeah.
I can't handle the CBS coverage of games because, I don't know, for some reason, the how bright they have the field and everything, they got their whole configuration and their presentation is so 1994. It's terrible.
Also, too, in a 1 o'clock game, you got the Giants at St. Louis. You got Giants there, I think, easily. Indianapolis at Minnesota. That'll be a good one. Minnesota disappointed in week one. Indianapolis disappointed in week one. So to see who comes out on that one, Chicago at Carolina also ought to be pretty good.
Carolina looked good with their last-second win out at us. In San Diego, Jake DeLoma's back. Last-second touchdown to end the game. They look pretty good against a lot of people have the Chargers going to the Super Bowl, and some people even have them winning it.
And then finally, your final 1 o'clock game, Buffalo at Jacksonville. What do you got in that one?
Buffalo. Buffalo looked really good last week.
They did, and Buffalo, they could be picked to win their division now with Tom Brady going out with his knee injury.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think I'm going to go Jacksonville just so that they don't have their feelings hurt.
And Jacksonville's at home. They got a good squad, too.
800-636-1067. We'll hit the 4 o'clock games and the Monday and the Sunday games also.
And Vince Young. We'll talk about him in a little bit as well.
Baltimore and Houston, by the way, got moved to week 10.
Did they both have a bye week or something? I don't know.
No, their bye weeks were off, I think.
Doubleheader. That's what they're going to do.
Are there two games that weekend?
I don't know. I doubt it. They have to just play that one on, give us an extra on that Thanksgiving, that Friday. Or even on Thanksgiving. Just do it like that.
Okay, here's what's going on. The game's moving to week 10, and the Bengals-Texans game that was supposed to be on week 10 will be moved to week 8.
I don't like all this special treatment.
No.
This is bunk.
Why does it matter if they can play at home? Let's just move it back over to a neutral stadium.
That's not fair because you know that Houston is known for their just tremendous home field advantage.
Well, that's what the New Orleans Saints did a couple years ago with Katrina. They started playing right up the road in Baton Rouge instead of New Orleans.
They really couldn't do anything in that Superdome.
And by the way, New Orleans hasn't been the same since, I think you would agree. And
yeah.
I think that's part of the reason.
You guys are clean now.
I'm talking about the city. All right, let's talk Vince Young for a moment then. What happened with him?
Vince Young got kind of depressed last week from what the media is saying. He said it wasn't that bad.
Apparently, he tried to become a better quarterback and started watching game film on himself.
But he,
I heard he was just really disappointed because he was a Tom Ridge guy. And he thought, what is this pick of Palin? Which, by the way, I couldn't disagree with him more. She's a princess. I love her. She's a hockey mom. She has great glasses.
Maybe he took the term, he's got a gun, literally, when they talk about his arm.
So what, he's suicidal? Is that what's
That's
going on?
What his therapist said, that he was talking about suicide, so she called,
His mom called the team to begin with. His mom and his family couldn't find the kid.
And they heard of him driving around with a gun, and they finally found him. And he says it was overblown. He wasn't going to kill himself.
It was overblown. Come on. Who says they are going to kill themselves after they get caught? I mean, the kid got hurt, injured in the game.
If he wanted to kill himself, he would have. That's the whole thing. He doesn't want to kill himself.
No, he's scared. I've seen him play in the fourth quarter. Y'all call him clutch. He's scared then, and he's scared to kill himself. If he was clutch, he would have done it. He would have ended it right then and there, but he's scared. He couldn't pull the trigger. He was shot, and he got
Don't
sacked.
Be racist. Don't be racist.
He got sacked by the police.
Oh, I'm sure he did that.
Oh, you said trigger. All right, my bad. 800-636-1067. So what's the deal then?
Well, him and Jeff Fisher say it wasn't that big of a deal.
He's hurt, though, isn't he?
Yeah, so he's out for 4 weeks. He's going to get some rest.
His feelings are hurt, right?
Yeah. I don't understand.
He's tender.
And I don't know if this is true, but this is what I've heard from many of the analysts out there, and they're afraid to say it now.
Mm-hmm.
But the black has a extra tear duct that makes them more emotional back out in the field. How they were bred, they have an extra tear duct.
All right, so now you're doing what, a Jimmy the Greek thing?
W the Greek.
W the Greek?
Yeah.
And
their frontal lobe, they hold more memories and depression.
Okay. So this is the way you want to talk about Vince Young, like this.
They would get two very emotional blacks together back, and then they would have them breed.
And they became crybabies.
Yeah.
All right. W the Greek, I no longer want to hear from you, just like I no longer want to hear from Jimmy the Greek or anyone. I'll just say Greeks as a whole when it comes to the hideout. We'll come back on the other side of this, 800-636-1067, if you want to join us on a Saturday night. Hey, let me ask you this really quickly. If a guy came up to you and said, "Can I tickle your son?" Would you allow it? Would you allow the tickle monster to tickle your son?
Absolutely. I would join him and I'd say, "Let's tickle that little turd."
I would be his cohort, the cuddle bug.
I'll tell you where that comes up. And also, too, there might be a bigger creep in the world and who you might want to be. On the other side of that, plus 9/11 conspiracies and some more, that Palin dog I tell you about. This going through the roof, skyrocketing the prices are. I don't know if you heard this or not. They haven't really been talking about this when it comes to Palin. I've seen this on blogs and stuff. She's a hockey mom. It's the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
Listen to
the Hideout.
Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand.
Sexy.
Notice has a point at the top.
Tell me more.
It's just the right shape.
Oh, yes.
The atheist's nightmare.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
Another dimension, so to say.
The Hideout.
Did you guys have a anything goes type situation here? We get a couple glasses of milk.
Learn more at hideoutradio.com.
Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, El Jefe and J-Dubs, Satchel Patch, hanging out with you.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. 1067.
Talk about that tickle monster in a second. First, though, Dubs.
Yeah.
Are you even surprised that we're alive today?
I will say that I thought the world was going to end Wednesday, but I found out why it didn't.
All right. Because did you hear about this? The large, what is it, Hadron Collider over in the French Swiss border?
Yeah, it's the particle accelerator / particle collider. They're trying
That's the one that takes you back to the future, right?
They didn't actually do that, did you? You can't do that.
What?
What they were trying to do. We studied that in high school chemistry. If you actually try to do that, it'll create a black hole, and we'll all be sucked into it and die.
That's what people are afraid of.
They're trying to recreate the Big Bang.
Yeah, they are trying to find out, because atoms only make a
We already recreated the Big Bang. She's called Sarah Palin in the original Big Bang. That was Ronald Reagan, and she has great glasses. I'm voting for her.
What we're trying to figure out with this is only a small percentage of the universe is actually made of atoms, which we thought that was everything. We thought everything was atoms. But
what about
there's this thing called dark matter.
Don't be racist.
I'm trying.
I know we're talking about Vince Young, but that's not fair. Oh, whatever, W the Greek. Don't give me that look. Stop it.
The black hole.
All right.
We're trying to figure out what that is. That could be the key to time travel and different types of things like that. So,
A stuff they got on Spider-Man, right?
Higgs boson, I think they call it the God particle. So that's what they're trying to find.
They're trying to figure out what that is.
And you've been against this forever, correct?
In the past 3 years, I've been screaming, "We can't do this, we can't do this." And they fired it up. I was watching the live webcam at 2 a.m. when they turned it on.
Now, how many other webcams did you have on, and where are your pants up above your ankles?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to have some comic relief. Mm-hmm. And I thought the end of the world would have been perfect after running a batch of something completely more horrific.
Of course.
Yeah, there was a black hole in the one I was watching.
All right, all
right. And the other one, too. but they I haven't started colliding the particles yet. They just turned it on to get it speeded up.
Okay, so when are we going to actually have this happen?
4 weeks.
So it'll take 4 weeks before the particles collide?
Collide them, yeah.
Oh, so we got 4 weeks to live then.
Yes.
Love it. What are you going to do between now and then?
Walk my dog.
That's it?
Yeah, because I don't have any money. So I can't go out and live it up before the end of the world, or I would. If I had millions of dollars, I'd spend it.
Yeah, get some credit cards if we're really going to be dying in 4 weeks. What do you care? You know what I'm going to be doing? Hitting the streets, getting people registered to vote for Sarah Palin because she has a Down syndrome kid. I don't know if you heard. So I got to vote for her.
You know what? I'm going to write in the Down syndrome kid because what does it matter? What does it matter if we're all going to die?
Yeah.
I can write in a Down syndrome kid to be our president.
I think it's incredibly important for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so this thing isn't going to happen then. It is going to happen. We are going to die in 4 weeks.
We're going to die in 4 weeks. There we're all going to be sucked into a black hole and never return.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, if this happens, they start freaking out and you're watching a live webcam, and you just think the feed breaks. All right, and it starts sucking everything in.
If the feed broke, I would be out there.
What if they did this as a big prank, like the old radio guy, you know, aliens had landed and stuff like this.
Right.
They break the feed, and it's a black hole, and people really panic.
If that happened, I would be out there being a serial killer or a serial rapist or something, just completely disregarding society because we're all about to die.
You don't want to get credit cards, but you'll go out and start raping and pillaging.
Listen, if I can't get a credit card in about 30 seconds, you know, I can start doing all that kind of stuff.
What would you get first? First thing, you begin to pillage. Do you rape first or pillage first?
Pillage.
All right, what do you go get? What's the first thing on your item? The world is ending today. I have got to have this.
Get some ice. You know, go out. I want to go out in style. I want to go out in diamonds.
Right. I was really going to go get some ice and smoke it. Get high as hell.
I don't want to sleep this.
PZP.
I don't want to sleep this entire time. If I only have 4 weeks, I want to be awake the whole time. Give me some meth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that I want to roll. I'll sleep when I'm dead in 4 weeks.
Get some acid. If it doesn't kill you instantly, it'll be like trippy. Like you're laying in those salt tanks they have in Vegas, and you're dreaming. You know, I might go with the LSD. I'm kind of scared of it.
Right.
But I think I would do it.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Hideout Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger.
So you only got 4 weeks to live.
Mm-hmm.
And because this new particle collider that's going to be happening in the next few weeks that they fired up and will finally be killing
us. It's, I believe, like over 10 miles.
17. So let me ask you this then. This was the this past week 7 year anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah.
Do you believe in conspiracies at all? Like in general?
In general, I do think there's some out there.
When you hear conspiracy or conspiracy theorist, do you automatically write it off or do you buy it?
I figure he's probably a nut, but I think there's some that are reasonable and have some decent theories.
You're a Dallas guy.
Mm-hmm.
You like Dallas? What about that guy down there where JFK got killed?
Is that guy Oswald?
No, the guy that's always out there grinding people. You know, like, this is what happened. This is where the guy was. He's out there every freaking day. Right by the picket fence.
There's a guy out there screaming that?
Yeah, you never seen him. He's selling books. He does all the research about it. Mm-hmm. Right there by the library. Because the first time I went down the downtown Dallas area, we actually parked right by the... Is it the books suppository?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the suppository.
Yeah.
What's the real word? I know
suppository.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
No, it's not.
Wait, come on now. Quit doing that.
No, it is. It's suppository. You got it right.
No, that's what you stick up your.
No. What are you talking about? It's where you put books. It's a similar. It's a similar thing.
All right. Yeah. Whatever.
So they're at the book suppository.
Yeah. Shut up, y'all jackasses. Stop it.
Oh, we're the jackasses.
Whatever the hell it is. Come on now. From Arkansas. But anyway, we parked there, and then my buddy was like, that's where JFK was shot. There's a building where he was up there in the library on the seventh floor or whatever.
And so he's the story.
Yeah. And there's this guy right around the corner, And he said, this guy's always over there. He'll go tell you what happened. Go talk to him. So he's over there with his book stand selling books. And, you know, the guy was behind the fence right here, the, you know, whatever.
Right.
He'll tell you the whole story.
Let me ask you this. All right, let me go through some of these conspiracies and see if you would side with them, all right? Area 51. You think that was a conspiracy?
Yes.
All right, so you believe in that one?
Yes.
Death of Princess Diana?
No.
No conspiracy there?
No.
Okay, what about this? The Order of the Skull and Bones.
What are they saying about it?
Like, isn't that the whole thing where they all went to Yale?
Yeah,
and
it's a fraternity.
It does exist.
I saw it in a movie once. Actually, three times.
Yeah, with Pacey.
There were two sequels. The moon landing.
No.
You believe that was real?
I believe that was real.
What about, we already talked about the JFK assassination. What about 9/11? Conspiracies.
No conspiracy there.
Not at all?
No.
That's stupid.
That's
one of the dumbest ones I've ever heard.
Why? Now, let me ask you this. What makes that one dumber than any of the other?
Because we see planes.
But what makes that dumber than the suppository?
Not much.
We'll come back on the other
side. One's cold and makes you cringe.
And we'll come back on the other side. We'll get into those a little bit. Plus, we'll give a preview of the 4 o'clock games for this week 2 in the NFL. And finally, J-Dubs. I got kind of a, I don't know why I did this. Let me ask you this question really quickly, and I'll give you the answer of what people were thinking.
I have an answer, because you're gay.
That is, actually might go in.
Okay.
The majority of people were asked, pet owners, if they were to be on a stranded island, you know, on a deserted island, would they rather have their pet or their significant other?
I have an answer for that.
I know you do, because you're gay. We'll come back on the other side and get the answers in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
I don't like being on that side of it.
Hideout. Answering the big question. World hunger. Terrorism. And the biggest question.
Do you take it in the... Do you take it in the...
Godless sodomite, the Hideout, or we will destroy this place.
Hideout.
Hour 2 in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK live. If you want to get in, 800-636-1067. I'll have J-Dubs and the Satchel Patch with you. Let's talk 4 o'clock games. We know that tomorrow, the Saints at the Skins. We pretty much earlier said Saints. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a W for the Saints. San Francisco at Seattle.
Seattle. Who's going to watch that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who is going to watch that? Seattle lost last week in Buffalo. In San Francisco.
What?
It's San Francisco with JT O'Sullivan at the helm.
Gotcha. Atlanta at Tampa Bay. That's going to be, I think, another one for the Falcons, to be perfectly honest with you. New England at the Jets.
That'll be a good game right there.
That's the one with the big storyline, Brady going down, Favre, of course.
And then the whole Mangini versus Belichick pass.
You see how big of a genius Bill Belichick is if you can just plug anybody in like they plugged Tom Brady in when Bledsoe went down.
Right, with Matt Castle.
But
Matt Castle hasn't started a game since high school.
Oh, talent of the NFL, you big. I love the NFL because it's superior talent. Now you got a starting quarterback that hadn't played since high school on what is the best one of the Super Bowl favorites. There's your talent level right there. He hasn't played a game since he was in high school.
Now you're going to force me. You're going to force me to root for New England.
Yep.
Just after that smart-ass comment.
Really, though, there's your talent level of the NFL. The Atlanta Falcons, San Francisco Giants. With J.P. Sullivan or whatever the hell his name is.
J.T. O'Sullivan.
J.T. O'Sullivan. The San Francisco Giants, the Atlanta Falcons, and now Matt Castle, who hadn't played
San Francisco Giants?
The 49ers. And then Matt Castle, who hadn't played a game since high school. And now he's the starting quarterback.
And
he
played behind a dud from USC.
Hey, let me ask you.
Two duds.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer.
Let me ask you this, though. As far as Tom Brady getting hurt, were you excited about that?
Yes.
I loved it.
Right at the same time. I hate him, man.
Why?
I don't hate him because of the way he plays football. I guess I kind of like that. But it's the way he carries himself. and is to be a ladies' man or something like that. But I, that's not what I hate about it, because I love Jeter.
I like someone to be humbled.
Yeah.
It's always nice when someone, he's had too much going for him. I like seeing people being taken down a few pegs.
That may be what it is. Like, you see
now,
Derek Jeter.
The only way it would have gotten better is if he would have got hit in the knee, and would that force from being hit in the knee would have blown him right into Bill Belichick, and he would have gotten his knee taken out, too.
Well, or if we could have just seen him cry on national television like the little sissy he is.
Miami at Arizona. That one probably going to be Arizona.
Talent of the NFL. What a great game that's going to be to watch. The Miami Dolphins and the Arizona Cardinals.
Don't make me go through the crap that was the college as well.
It's a lot better than San Francisco, Atlanta, New England, the New York Jets with the old Brett Favre, Miami and Arizona.
San Diego at Denver. San Diego.
I like Denver. That's one of the good matchups.
San Diego. Denver is... All right, but San Diego's due.
I think Denver's going to be a surprise team with Jay Cutler and some of the playmakers they have at receiver. I really like Denver. I think that's a sleeper team this season.
One problem, he has diabetes. And I don't know if you heard, but that's fatal.
Mm.
So I don't even know if he's going to make it to week four. By the way, speaking of week four, with this whole Big Bang thing they're trying to recreate jobs, that actually, I'm going to have to reevaluate the number of wins I'm giving the Skins and the Lions. I'm going to have to go ahead and go with none.
With a season cut short due to black hole.
I don't think that either one will get a win before this thing explodes over in France and on the Swiss border. Pittsburgh at Cleveland is your Sunday night game tomorrow night. I'm Pittsburgh, I think, probably.
Blitzburg.
Yeah, my apologies. And then Monday night, I'm so pissed that I canceled my cable because it's on ESPN, Philly at Dallas. And
you have to go to a bar and watch it.
No, I do mornings. I can't do that. I will not be. There's no way. I'm usually in bed by 8:30. I think the Cowboys there are going to win that one. The Cowboys.
Now everybody's going the other way right now and saying, you know what?
What do I care what everyone else thinks?
We're anti. I want to just see what you think about this.
Okay.
The Cowboys before the season started, they were the favorites to make the Super Bowl in the NFL and the NFC. I mean, so. Why are they turning on them in week two when they won their week one matchup?
Listen.
And saying, you know what? The Eagles are going to go into Dallas and win it.
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. That sucks.
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the liberal media. Because
it is.
You do. You have this, like, this great star. Literally a star. Think about it. You have this star that has come out from a conservative region. They are there. They have taken the world by storm. Everyone loves them. Initially, they go out and they knock it out of the park, you know, and that's exactly what the Cowboys did. The Cowboys went into Cleveland and they crushed them. But then what happens? The liberal media turns on you just like they turned on Princess Palin. And it's the exact same thing. I'll tell you, the next super couple, Palin Romo. These two should get together and then we would finally have birth good Americans. Because did you hear what Tony Romo did this week?
What did he do?
On his way back, flying in, all stitched up from Cleveland, he gets hurt.
His beautiful chin got a blemish on it.
He's driving, by the way, on his way to probably, I don't know, save some Africans in Darfur.
Mm-hmm.
But he happens to see this couple.
Or going to Vince Young's house.
Sees this couple on the side of the road, and they have a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls over, this Romo does, dreamy, and he helps them fix their flat tire. Now, let me ask you this, Skins fans. Be perfectly honest. Who would you rather have, Romo or Jason Campbell? Do you hate the Cowboys so much that you wouldn't even take their quarterback?
There's no way. I would take JT O'Sullivan over Jason Campbell. Jason Campbell may be the worst player I've seen play in the NFL since its inception.
Mm. Chris Sims. Yeah. Bruce Gradkowski. Tampa Bay has filled some awful quarterbacks.
All right, there may be some others then. So anyway, there you go. You have your NFL schedule laid out for you.
People are shaken over this whole Vince Young situation of him saying he wanted to commit suicide. I think everybody in D.C. would be applauding if this happened to Jason Campbell. Like, oh, man, you should have done it, man. You could have been a legend.
Thank goodness they went ahead and allowed guns in the district.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you can get over with. 800-636-1067. Which fans do you think are just the angriest now going into week two? Because you have all that buildup. You know what I mean? There's just the buildup of it's a new season.
I'll tell you what.
And then week one, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I walked out of the bar angry.
As a Lions fan?
Yeah, as a Lions fan last Sunday. I was just so pissed off. I'm like, I waited this long for that.
Mm-hmm.
Boston fan. I imagine Boston fan is pretty upset right now.
New England?
Yeah. But that's Boston.
Oh, you mean just as what the?
Well, yeah, New England Patriots.
They
fans,
won their first game.
People in, I know, but they lost Tom Brady, and everybody up there in Boston is, you know, Tom Brady this, Tom Brady's that, Tom Brady's the greatest thing. Even though they got punked by the Giants in the Super Bowl, they still think that the New England Patriots and everybody up there in Boston that Tom Brady is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, partially.
You got to be angry if Tom Brady goes down, if you live in Boston.
I don't know if they're angry or just disappointed. I think they still have hope, though, because they do have a good team still.
And I don't think you really care so much.
With a high school quarterback.
Because you have all those rings, though. I think it's different. Like, Indianapolis, probably not panicking.
Mm-mm.
Minnesota might be a little worried, but at the same time, too, I'm sure they haven't hit the panic button yet. But I think teams that have would include probably Tennessee. I know Tampa Bay's having a little panic right now as it stands.
With Garcia.
Detroit, certainly.
No.
And I think the Skins fans, I don't know that they panic necessarily because it was almost expected. It was almost expected to come out and crap the bed way they did.
What about Raider fan? A Raider fan has an attitude anyway, and Denver went into Oakland and destroyed them.
I'm guaranteeing their makeup's running right now from the tears they're shedding. Those vaginas wearing makeup out there can burn in hell for all I care. I hate the black hole, and I hate the Raiders.
Why is it? What is it about the Raiders you hate so much?
I hate the gimmick. I hate their owner.
But you're a fan of wrestling. Why would you hate the gimmicks?
Because I'm a fan of good gimmicks in wrestling, not some stupid Papa Shango type gimmick where they're going out there saying they've got curses on you and, you know, we're cursed because we get all these different calls.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just because you have a terrible team and a terrible owner.
You know, we were talking about conspiracies, and we'll pick that up in a second, though. But do you believe in curses?
I would like to see hardcore bottom porn with Al Davis.
What?
I'd like to see him be a pillow biter. I'd love to. I'd watch it all the way through.
Why?
I hate him.
But why? I don't get that. Like, why?
Because he owns the Raiders. They move their team all the time. They think that they are Raider Nation. Them even speaking of themselves as something that is that big. And when they haven't been anything for 6-7 years now, it's and like before that, they were terrible again.
The football team has been on a parade route from Northern California to Southern California over the past few years. Get somewhere. Stay there. I kind of understand where he's coming from with all this Raider hate. I don't like the Raider Nation. Although they have Darren McFadden now, I'm a fan of that. I like the kid from Arkansas.
He's going to get ruined.
He might. They don't have a quarterback. They got a fat guy from LSU.
They still have Tyrone Wheatley signed. Tyrone Wheatley still signed on the Raiders.
With all that hate and anger that you have, I'm shocked that you don't put any of that toward your crappy team. It just shocks me that you have all that hate for Al Davis, and yet you're sitting there with Matt Mellon.
We are cocky. We are not cocky. We're
what
terrible,
happened last year?
And we know we're terrible.
You're not cocky? Come on. We're going to win 10 games this year. What did he say?
Kitna?
Yeah.
Half midget face Kitna?
He was cocky last year. He's not this year. He's keeping his lip
tight. No, he's been humbled.
Lip tight, yeah.
And you know what? Everybody thought he was a genius for the first half of the season. Like, oh, wow, they're actually going to do it. And then the last half of the season humbled him.
What's the only thing that gives you joy in your life right now, then, since your Lions suck?
My dog.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. I love my dog.
Let me ask you this, then. Do you got any animals over there, such a pet?
No, but I like animals.
You're dating a Cuban, though, right?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Beat me to it.
There was this study that came out and said the vast majority of pet owners, two-thirds of them, would rather be stranded on a deserted island with their pet than with their significant other.
Without a doubt. I love my dog, and I would love to have her on a deserted island with me so we can walk without worrying about some people bothering us and wanting to pet her or wanting to get all scared around my dog. I'd love to have an island just for me and my Cody.
But when I kind of like that concept, because if you're on a deserted island, you run out of food. Dog is a lot better than human.
No.
You know, Cody, tastes good on the grill. Cody tongue, Cody paws, Cody hindquarters.
I'm not making Cody kebabs. It's not going to happen. I am going to, I'll die so she can eat me.
See, I would take my chick.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to be perfectly honest.
Because your dog sucks.
Well, really, I need someone to get the coconuts for me. Like, I have my chick trained better than I have my dog trained. Mm-hmm. So I would rather have my chick there because she would still wait on me hand and foot.
Yeah, your dog wouldn't even go out and, like, chase down boar for you or anything.
No, I'm not interested, but I tell my chick, hey, grab me some leaves so I could drop a deuce. She'll go get them. You know, the dog,
he just whined to you.
Yeah. Just sniff it.
Your dog's a whiner.
Yeah, he really is. I hate that. He's like that liberal media.
Mm-hmm.
How dare he? I should just rename him CNN. 800-636-1067. All right, so now I got cats too.
Yeah.
Dog or cat, if I were to go ahead and take one of these two.
I would take your cat over your dog.
But it depends. You need something to kick. Wood and dirt gets tired of kicking, so if you're a kicker and you enjoy kicking things, bring the cats.
That is true. Charlie would be great for that.
He's very puntable.
I could sit there and pretend like I'm, Matt Bryant or someone.
You
I'm a kicker
slap.
for the Bucks.
I caught a stray cat the other day so clean across the head with a flip-flop. It was awesome. There's strays all over the place, and they mate uncontrollably, and you see... Litters of kittens.
That does annoy me.
And there's 10 kittens walking around. You're like, no, we already have 100 strays, and now there's 10 more. And I saw two of the strays huffing
in the parking lot,
and I walked up right behind them.
I give them a saucer of antifreeze.
Stop it.
That's what I wanted to do. No, you don't.
The cat did not realize I was behind it when they were humping, and I stood there with my pimp hand raised high with flip-flop in hand and came down with the wrath. Of Tiva across the wrath of Tiva across Stray's head, and those cats split. I felt like a parent walking in on my teenager, getting busy. Get out of here, son.
Yeah,
not on my watch.
Wasn't that story out there this week too?
There was a dad in Florida. He's letting his dogs out, and he hears noises coming from his daughter's bedroom. She's 15 years old, so he walks in there. He's like, "What's going on?" This guy is standing over his daughter naked, you know, and so he grabs a pipe and starts beating the hell out of the guy.
How old is this guy?
15. Turns out he had been banging his daughter for like 18 months. He didn't even know she had a boyfriend. Now, after all that, they locked dad up. He had to pay a $10,000 bond to get out.
Good.
Yeah, don't be beating a guy with a pipe because your daughter's a slut.
Boy, where I come from, he would have been dead. He's lucky he got out with a pipe. You get two barrels of shotgun down your throat and your brain's scattered. You get Vince Young.
You got a pipe for the pipe.
Yeah, exactly. Where's a good Tiva when you need it? I mean, the guy should have whooped him with foam. Give him a foam whooping. Come here, son. I'm about to imprint you with some Tiva. Get over here and spank him.
800-636-1067 if you want to get into the hideout on a Saturday night. F.A. Dubs in the Satchel Patch. It is 106.7 WJFK. On the other side of this, J-Dubs, the sloppy seconds that led to a stabbing, and also, too, if we really are going to die in the next 4 weeks because of this big bang that they're trying to recreate over there, the one thing that I would go out, you were talking about pillaging earlier, I have to go get me one of these Sarah Palin dolls. And I'll exactly tell you how real they are and what they say on the other side of this. 106.7 WJFK, and you're in the hideout.
I want an apology because that is just so rude and obscene, and I just am really hurt by it. Like, why would you say something like that?
Learn more at hideoutradio.com.
Here's a confession. I'm in love with a man. What? I'm in love with a man. A man called God. Does that make me gay? Am I gay for God? You betcha.
You're in the hideout. Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
It's a Saturday night, and you're in the hideout. 106.7 WJFK, 1-800-636-1067. I'm Hefe. That's Doug. That's the Satchel Patch over there. If you want to get in and join us.
Got the Pal Talk room going. AOL Instant Messenger is Hideout Radio. Everything's Hideout Radio, whether it's MySpace, whether it's the web page, JFK page on WJFK.com. Get the podcasts, all that kind of good stuff. You know, we're all boys here, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? Where a couple of twin brothers got into a fight, and one of them stabbed the other over who was going to get to go first with the prostitute?
Portia, I'm telling you, if somebody would use a Tiva, you're getting a lot less trouble.
As opposed to a knife?
You know, if it goes that far, just, you know, say, we'll split the difference and go at the same time.
That's the easy solve?
Yeah.
Did you follow your brothers?
Yeah, I don't know. I can follow my father. It don't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, because I've heard the noises that come out of my dad's room, my stepmom, and I don't think I can live up to that.
That's a little gross when you get into the family with family.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not with my family. I'm with someone who is with my family.
Right. What about your buddies, like the three of us?
What if you get stabbed?
You don't get stabbed if you just concede going second.
No. We would get stabbed if it was Satchel's chick because she's Cuban. So, you got to remember that part of it. Let me ask you this. It might be inappropriate to some people, but who would you rather follow, Obama or McCain?
McCain. He's white, old.
Yeah, but he seems like he has some angry sex in him. So, I'd still rather follow McCain just because he's my hero.
I mean, if you try to follow Obama, you might...
All right. 800-636-1067. Anywho... Hey,
but if you are following Obama, it'd probably be a higher quality chick, because I think Obama could pull good younger tail.
Not at all. This McCain loves beauty queens. The Cindy McCain and this Palin,
she's cute.
Well, she's not cute. Don't talk.
She's beautiful.
Don't talk down about her. She's not cute. She's easily the most gorgeous woman that has ever lived.
A goddess.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Dude, she's a hockey mom.
Yeah.
And she's got great glasses. And a doll, by the way. There's a doll now of the whatchamacallit.
Bobblehead?
No, that's the kid one. There's actually a Palin doll, though. The bobblehead's the baby. 800-636-1067. So, but there's a doll. I don't know if you saw this week. It was like on Drudge. And this, you know, she's a rock star. But she's the good kind of rock star. She's not like the Obama rock
star. She's a Christian rock star.
Yeah, she doesn't do cocaine.
She's like DC Talk.
Yeah, she's the DC Talk to Amy Grant, I guess you would, as opposed to Young Jeezy that the Democrats have. So, yeah, man, like, she has a doll.
What is it? A plastic? A blow-up?
Well, it's just like a regular doll.
Yeah, it's a regular doll has sayings. It has a gun, an assault rifle with it.
Uh-huh. One of the sayings is, we bear hunt, then bear back, and pray for anyone who like broke back. So I think it's cool, though.
I like it.
That she's got a doll. Another one of the sayings, if you pull that little cord thing, you know, my gun and my daughter are fully loaded.
Sounds very Ted Nugent-ish. I like it.
I don't like this one. The Democrats put out their version of it, too, and it just says beer and wine are $5, cash only. That's wrong to me.
And there's another saying, if you pull the string. Mm-hmm. It says, someone please throw a moose burger in that tard's mouth.
All right, that's inappropriate.
When it's having a long day on the campaign trail, she just doesn't want to hear anything.
Well, the Sarah Palin doll, I think it rocks, because if you pull that little string, it says... please bring your seat backs and tray back tray tables. They're full in upright position, which is fine, you know, because she's so pretty and she has good glasses.
It also says, my past is as damaged as my womb.
Ooh, that hurts a little bit. And my favorite thing that the Palin doll says, abstinence education works. Ask my pregnant 17-year-old daughter. So good for her. Mm-hmm. She's a great hockey mom. And she's pretty, so I'm going to vote for her. I love her. I'm all over this new Palin chick, whoever she is. I'll vote for her for anything.
I'm starting to kind of like her myself. At first, I really didn't agree with the pick. I thought it was wrong whatsoever. But, you know, somebody who really doesn't care, really doesn't pay that much attention, a lot of people probably didn't even see her interview, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they,
with Charlie Gibson?
Yeah. And I think I'm starting to lighten up to her a little bit, even though, you know, somebody, they say she didn't say the right thing. She didn't know, I guess, the Bush Doctrine. I don't know what the Bush Doctrine is. I've never heard of it.
A preemption. Preemption.
It was never called the Bush Doctrine, though.
But no, but you the phrasing is the Bush Doctrine of preemption. Like, that's what it is, where you go in and you attack first so that you aren't attacked.
Good.
Right. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, do I like that? What do you want to do? You want to get punched in the mouth again? I mean, we just had the September 11th 7-year anniversary of it when they came over and jacked us up, and now we're over there taking care of business. If you know somebody's going to come over, like me and you go out in the hallway here, and we're nose-to-nose, and I say, I'm about to punch you right in the face. You going to sit there and let me hit you, or you going to hit me first?
Right.
You hit him first.
Right.
And what did she even say? Like, she didn't know what it was? Is that what the problem was?
Well, here's what happened. Let me play it for you.
Do you agree with the Bush Doctrine?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa. It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for us.
You're right. She nailed it.
I'm liking it. And people like you, that are, you know, lining up to her and thinking, all right, this is the candidate for me. You know,
it's not just the candidate for me. I think she's really the candidate for everyone.
Great.
For we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the candidate of we.
That's good.
You know why?
I'm ready to strike first. I've been preparing to strike first.
How's that?
I'm getting ready for the draft. We talked about it not too long ago. The draft is coming back, and I've been getting physically fit because I don't want to be sent out there, you know, when they Vietnam all over again, when we go fighting these socialists, the Russians, you know, the crazy stuff they got going on with, if, you know, the Chinese guy with diarrhea, not the North Korean guy with diarrhea, so he's not been going to the big meetings.
That's something we haven't touched on yet. Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, his diarrhea.
Something like that.
He probably needs a book suppository.
I tell you, that book suppository will help him out cold, tighten him right up. But, you know, eating cat, that cat to give it to you. But, you know, we're gonna have to strike. We're gonna have to strike first.
You didn't see that, but I just threw a piece of paper at the Satchel Patch and hit him in the face.
He struck first.
Yeah, that was the Bush Doctrine of preemption of saying something stupid. Although I was a little late, so my bad.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Wait with a stupid comment. Are you gonna wait before we get attacked again? Or are you gonna prepare yourself? I can run up to 3 miles now, and I can knock out 43 push-ups at a given time. I haven't got to 45. I'm working my way to 50. So I'm going to 50 to drop of the dime, and then I'm going to work out.
Can you knock out a wild animal? And if so, which one?
I tried with the Tiva. I came pretty close with a stray cat. Bear fist? Yeah, I got into it with Coon one time. Coon. He got me on the back of the ankle and on the neck. I told my neighbors, they said, go to the doctor. You could be rabid. I said, no. I said, if I said, I'm fine. I'm immune to it. I'm from Arkansas. I was born and raised in the woods. And I said, if y'all see me in a couple of days stumbling around here, you know, foaming at the mouth, talking crazy, pay no attention. I'm probably just drunk.
800-636-1067. It is the Hideout Hefe Dubs. That's the Satchel Patch on 106.7 WJFK. Okay, so, again, looking at this and looking at the Palin pick, you just have to be stoked at where America's going. Because you know what I like about it really more than anything else? She's just an average person.
Mm-hmm. She's like you and me.
She's an average person like you and me.
Well, not like you or me. She's like our moms.
Good. She's an average person like you and me, you know, beauty queen, you know, sportscaster. Stuff that, you know, you and I do.
But she likes to kill.
Yeah. Yeah. Running a state, you know, average.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like about her. She's just average.
Well, she runs like we would run it.
Right. Exactly. She doesn't deal with all that bunk stuff. You know what I mean? She's just like you and me. Average.
I like that.
800-636-1067. We'll be back on the other side of this. Dubs, I speaking of Palin, I don't know if you heard about this. These virginity pledges, they actually work. You know the one where you sign and say, I'm going to go ahead and be a virgin for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the promise rings and all that. Shockingly, it works.
And are we going to get into the Tickle Monster?
Yes, Tickle Monster next, too.
Nice.
Right here in the Hideout on 106.7 WJFK.
You are listening to...
To the Hideout. The Hideout.
We thank you so much.
The Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
Just two men sharing the night. It might seem wrong, but it's just right. It's just two men sharing each other. It's just two men like loving brothers. One is screaming, and he's so happy. The other screaming, a passionate shout. It's the night, man. The feelings are wrong and right, man.
Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
Doing it on a Saturday night. It is the Hideout. Jefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK. The Satchel Patch joins us. So can you. 800-636-1067. That is 1-800-636-1067. Talking about the greatness that is Princess Palin. Also, too, conspiracies. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the next break with our guest. Some football. Big win for Maryland over Cal. And still looking for the final as it comes to that. Notre Dame trouncing all over Michigan. So there you go. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to line one. Caller X. Caller X, you're in the Hideout.
What's up, my man?
Good evening, gentlemen.
How's
my goodness, it's been such an arid, a month or so since you guys were on there. I am so glad to have the treehouse back in the air. And with Princess X taking the Princess Palin taking the national stage and the treehouse, I believe I will finally be able to achieve release.
You know, thank you, Caller X. And really, that's what it's all about, my man.
Yeah.
It's just, if anything, if nothing else, all you want is some batch material in your vice presidential pick. And for some of us, it's Biden, don't judge. But for others, it's this Princess Palin. Because she's gorgeous. And she has glasses. And she's a hockey mom. She has everything that she should have to be vice president of the United States right there in those three things. And it makes me excited. You know what else I love that she has, too?
What's that?
Props. Did you notice this?
No.
I mean, I know her act is more like a Rickles thing, you know, when she's up there.
But sometimes she'll Carrot Top it up.
Yeah, and she has these props. But it's cool because, like, Carrot Top doesn't let you touch his props. You know what I mean? But this Palin, it's awesome. She'll pass around her Down syndrome baby and just let everyone hold it. You know? I mean, I don't know if you saw this child. I think it was real, the way everyone was just kind of like licking their hand and putting it on its head and passing it. I mean, I think everyone in St. Paul touched that Down syndrome baby.
Wow, that's terrible.
And really,
that's very contagious.
Anybody would want to touch it?
I'm going to say Down syndrome, it touches us all. let's get down to that. 800-636-1067. So good for her. That's what I love about her. Glasses, hockey mom props. Those are the things that make you my vice presidential pick. Now, I wonder if she would allow the Tickle Monster to hold that baby. I would think so.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, who doesn't like seeing a Down syndrome child happy? And that's what the Tickle Monster does.
This guy, living somewhere in the South. I'm sorry, no, St. Louis, all right? His name is Charles Douglas. They call him the Tickle Monster.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 58-year-old lawyer. And simply loves seeing children laugh and smile. So he got into the habit of walking up to parents and getting their permission to tickle their kids.
Well, I mean, if he goes up to a lot of them, I'm assuming that he continues doing this, that people do let him tickle their kid.
Right. So what happens is, I guess just last week he made someone uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. And the judge has now banned him. I'm sorry, the Tickle Monster. They've banned the Tickle Monster from his favorite park. He says it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Why on earth are the police wasting their time with parents who don't want 58-year-old lawyers tickling their children?
I'll tell you what. It's terrible. I mean, this place had the best hiding places. This park had the nicest shrubs to hide behind with the child. And now he's going to have to move on to some other park with some very sparse shrubs that people will be able to see him doing.
Well-lit.
Yeah. Who wants a well-lit park to tickle a kid in?
So you have that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then, on the other hand, I got to be careful how I talk about this. So boys at the controls, if you need to jump out, then do what you need to do. Just stand alert. This is from the Columbus Dispatch. Man gets jail time for pursuit of urine. Okay? Here's what would happen. 56-year-old guy. He broke into a sports complex, rearranged the plumbing so that he would have cups that mm-hmm. would automatically collect the waste. All right? The reason he was collecting
it... Was it a water sports complex?
I don't know.
Okay.
It could have been an ice complex.
Mm-hmm.
And, so anyway, turns out, let's just say for him, that was his version of Gatorade. That's how he got his electrolytes. All right? So, and apparently this goes back forever. Like, he would go around and he has been collecting,
mm-hmm.
number one,
mm-hmm.
for the longest to quench his thirst.
Yes.
Now, here's my question.
Well, that's what this country's all about. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of urine.
So, apparently, the judge told him to get a job and stay away from public restrooms. Here's the thing, though. Why are they giving him hell? He obviously needs this.
Yeah.
Like, this is a need. We don't even know if, like, is it possible that he could get a prescription? Because he, for whatever reason...
He doesn't need a prescription. He needs a dominatrix.
He is, though. But, like, this is for him, like, for his health. He is, like, this is his version of Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of blood, it's, you know, that. And really, is that weird? No. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you. So, let me ask you this. Of the two knuckleheads I just spoke of, mm-hmm. all right? Tickle Monster
mm-hmm.
and the number one fiend. If you had to be one of those two guys in your life, which one would you rather be? Would you rather be the guy that enjoys walking up to random parents and tickling their kids, the Tickle Monster, or would you rather be the other one that has to quench his thirst with that?
Give me the quenching thirst any day of the week. I can't go to jail. Well, you can go to jail for that. But you won't be berated and possibly raped for your actions as the Tickle Monster. The Tickle Monster...
In fact, you'll probably be pretty popular in jail.
Yeah. Tickle me, tickle me.
I got to tell you, I agree. Because you can at least hide the deviancy when it comes to quenching the thirst.
Yeah, there's specific people who are out there to deal with that kind of stuff.
It's the Internet.
Yeah. You have tickling children. That's a tough thing to kind of
justify.
Yeah,
you can't tickle
dogs. That's a tough hole to fill without actually doing it.
But I like what the Tickle Monster did. He asked for permission. You know, it's like, here, send this home with your parents, have them sign it, and bring it back, and if I have their permission, I'm going to give you a good old tickle.
Now, did he do it with a feather, or did he do it with his hands?
Meet me in the white van, and don't worry about it.
I like the Tickle Monster, what he does. He sounds like he's a nice guy who just enjoys to give a little goose.
He loves the laughter of a child.
Yeah. So he gooses him a little bit, but he asks for permission. He goes about it the right way. And I actually kind of like what he does. I enjoy tickling
how
people.
How uncomfortable is it after the tickling's over? How do you break up that situation afterwards?
That's true. How do you stop that without it being completely awkward? You know, just like at the end of, like, Austin Powers, where they're doing the evil laugh.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of stop at the end of the evil laugh. You're like, okay, what now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have...
All right. Thank you. You guys take care. Bye-bye. Now.
What are you calling guy number two? You got the Tickle Monster, and what's the other guy?
He's walking away sniffing his fingers.
The other guy?
What?
Who's the other guy? We got the Tickle Monster. I don't know how to refer to guy number two.
Number one Dracula.
Number one Dracula. All right. They could work as a tandem. Tickle guy comes in first.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the Hideout. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk about conspiracies.
Do you believe, do you not? And we'll reset everything else that's going on. A little football for you. It's all here in the Hideout on 106.7 WJFK.
I want an apology because that is just so rude and obscene, and I just am really hurt by it. Like, why would you say something like that?
Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
It's a hot hip-hop fashion trend.
You know what it is. The Hideout.
Blink, blink, homeboy.
Step back. I might blind you.
Yeah.
The Hideout.
In the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, Hefe Dubs, the Satchel Patch. If you want to join us, 800-636-1067. Getting you caught up, we talk some NFL. Skins and Saints tomorrow.
And we have a guest on the line right now.
Yeah, Maryland. We'll get to him in one moment. Maryland was a big winner today over Cal. Notre Dame beats Michigan, some other key scores. And also to a lot of it, talk about Princess Palin. She's the greatest. I love her. I love her. She has neat glasses and she's a hockey mom. And that's enough for me. I don't need anything else. That is the complete 180. Last week, I wasn't sold. 2 weeks ago, this week I'm sold.
She loves guns, too.
Yeah. I gotta love it, man. Hey, this week was also the 7-year anniversary of 9/11. Joining us on the phone right now, one of the authors of the book, A Web of Conspiracy, A Guide to Conspiracy Theory Sites on the Internet, James Broderick joins us in the Hideout. James, how are you?
Good evening. I'm well, thank you.
Good. Hey, interesting book. I dug it. Here's the question, I guess. Really, as I'm looking at this thing, mm-hmm. I guess I would say I'm a conspiracy theorist. I mean,
right.
You're definitely a conspiracy theorist.
When you talk to the majority of people, James, did you, I mean, just in general, as you go around, because I know you've been a journalist and everything, do you find that it's kind of funny that people will say, oh, those conspiracies, those are crazy, but I don't think that JFK was shot by Oswald alone. Do you ever hear that in any of your dealings as you go around?
Oh, that's a great question, because you're right. Most people are skeptical about some official story they've heard about one of the big events of history, and they have a lot of questions. But people are very reluctant to identify themselves, and I applaud your courage for doing so, as a conspiracy theorist. Because once you say conspiracy theorist, then suddenly people think of some...
You're not, yeah.
Yeah, somebody living in his parents' basement with a tinfoil hat getting calls from the mothership. But most of the people we've talked to at book signings and certainly in our research for this book were highly credible people, professional people who very often, had a lot to lose by questioning official versions of events, but yet they did so anyway.
See, and that's one of the things, too, and why I wanted to talk to you, because, you know, the name of the show is The Hideout. So you would almost kind of automatically assume that we're the kind of guys that look at this. And when I'm reading your book, Web of Conspiracy, I even found, too, like one of the, when they talked about the 9/11 and the 9/11 conspiracies, one of the interesting quotes in it was that, you know, hey, wait a second. You know, you talk to someone from Time Magazine and essentially saying 36% of people kind of feel like they're not buying the quote unquote story or whatever it is. And that's not just, you know, people with tin, you know, foil hats anymore. You're talking about a pretty good chunk of society, right?
And not only that, but the numbers of skeptics have actually risen over the years. So there are more people now who are more skeptical of the single gunman theory, or, you know, the idea of a magic bullet,
right,
than there were at the time it happened.
Right. Why is that? Is it because, I mean, I know you look at it as far as the Internet goes, is it because of the Internet and there's more, quote-unquote, information around, or what is it?
I think it's a combination of things. Certainly, as you said, you know, the Internet makes available to people who otherwise would have had to go to an archive or, you know, do serious research. They can now, with the click of a mouse, look up a lot of things that raise questions. But I think it's also an increasing climate of suspicion about our government. You know, when the Bush administration, and by the way, our book is not political, but one thing we discovered is, you know, As more and more people discovered that weapons of mass destruction charge against Iraq was really kind of cooked up, that reignited a general suspicion in the parts of many people, in the minds of many people, about whether or not the government's telling us the truth about other things.
Right. And that's what's interesting, because the book, and you're right, the book isn't anything that's partisan. Moreover, you just kind of give the different places to go if you want to find out about, I don't know, whether it was TWA 800 or Area 51 or 9/11 or even Princess Di, right?
Right, sure. I mean, that's exactly our intention. You know, when we got into this book, both my co-author, Darren Miller, and I were really, you know, we were interested in conspiracy theories. You know, as journalists, people were always sharing with us theories about things that sounded sometimes kooky. So we said, well, you know, are you a kook if you believe that we didn't land on the moon or that Princess Di was murdered by the Queen of England?
Right.
Are you a kook if you believe that we knew about Pearl Harbor,
yes,
9/11 and didn't do anything?
Yes. Right. And see, that's what I find interesting because, you know, obviously with it being the anniversary of 9/11 this week on the other radio show that I do during the week in Tampa Bay, mm-hmm, I talked about that specifically about just conspiracies as a whole and whether or not, I hate it. It seems like a cop-out when people just say, oh, that's just a conspiracy. It just seems like an easy way to dismiss anything whenever you look at something and you have some questions and you're like, wait a second, this doesn't add up.
Anything that is not the official story given out, if you say, I believe this happened, it's a conspiracy. That's what it is.
Yeah, but you notice how it has that, like, you know, like James was talking about, that taint on it.
Yeah, it has a negative connotation because a lot of them have been thrown out there by nutty people. So you guys got to come up with, if you want to seriously change that, you got to change the wordage overall.
Yeah, I think so, too, because one of the smartest people that Dubs and I ever knew, and hold on a second, James Broderick, author of the book Web of Conspiracy, remember Freaker?
Yeah.
Freaker was this guy that we knew on a radio show that we did up in Michigan. He was a schizophrenic. Now, listen, he was a schizophrenic, all right, and I'd been to his apartment, and the guy was kind of loony. But this is a guy that saw the world in a completely different way, and a lot of the things that he talked about were actually true. But he was a schizophrenic, so everyone would just kind of write it off. Now, I'm not saying it goes to that level with conspiracy theorists, but you know what? You understand what I'm saying, though, James?
I absolutely do. And one of the things that we were reminded of regularly in our discussions with conspiracy theorists is that what once upon a time was considered a conspiracy theory is now, in many ways, considered fact. For instance, the Watergate break-in. When Woodward and Bernstein were on the trail of a secret, you know, cover-up at the highest level at the White House, people accused them of being anti-Nixonian. And turns out that they had only told, you know, a part of the story. When we really learned what had happened, you know, with the Nixon White House, it made the conspiracy theorists' version very tame. You know, same thing with the Iran-Contra affair back in 1986. The journalists who were raising questions about an arms for hostages deal and secret dealings at the White House under the Reagan administration, they were labeled anti-American, they were labeled theorists, they were labeled kooks.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered, much to our chagrin, that, you know, the extent of what was happening. And even, you know, there were journalists in the 50s and 60s who were reporting what they heard, rumors of this government study of untreated syphilis in black males, that the government was infecting,
right,
black males for decades with syphilis. And everybody's, oh, well, that, you know, that's the kookiest thing I've ever heard.
It is.
People really hate the government. Then when it was uncovered, we discovered that these journalists hadn't even, you know, revealed the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
So history is replete with lots of actual events that conspiracy theorists were really the first to seize on and to uncover.
Yeah. Well, did you? I know you didn't. I don't know. I don't think you went into it. I didn't get a chance to read the whole book. I was just kind of going through bits and pieces of it. Did you ever get down to, like, what the root, I guess, of the whole conspiracy theorist definition? Or, like, who even started the conspiracy theory just verbiage as a way?
That's a great question. When did it begin? And our research revealed, you know, as soon as recorded history began, there were people who started questioning the recording of that history. I mean, it goes back, you know, really thousands of years. In ancient Greece and ancient Rome, there were lots of conspiracy theories and rumors of secret societies. So really, as long as we've had civilization, we've had conspiracy theories.
All right, so it didn't start with loose change then. All right, that's good to know. It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK, Washington, D.C., F.A. Dubs in the Satchel Patch with James Broderick, author of the book Web of Conspiracy. I know you're a journalist, you're all that kind of stuff, and you've written this book, again, with the connotation of conspiracy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
As you look at it, and after writing this book, what do you think? are those of us that look at this and question things, are we loony? Are we loony for the most part, or do you think at some point our wacky new thoughts and ideas will eventually, like you said, with history and other points of reference, eventually the truth will come out, almost like in a Mulder type way?
Well, I'm a professor of journalism at a school in Jersey City, New Jersey, and so my approach is the same approach that I was taught when I went through when I was an undergrad studying journalism, and I had some professors who said, question everything.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. That's one of our mottos here in the Hideout. Question everything. I love it.
And that's what I try to instill in the journalists, the young journalists who are ready to enter the trade, you know, question everything. Now, many of those questions will lead nowhere, and or it will lead to an actual, factual, official version. However, I've covered enough government to know, and anybody who's been a reporter from a small farm town weekly to covering the Capitol in Washington knows that the government has an interest in spinning information. And I'm not saying concealing the truth or deceiving us, but certainly in presenting it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the obligation of every independent-minded person, not just journalists, to consider the information and say, am I being told everything I need to be told, or are there some questions here that just don't sit right?
Let me ask you this, then, as a professor of journalism. Are you disappointed where we are right now with journalism? Unrelated to the book, but as you look around and you see the networks and the way people are hemming and hawing over interviews done, this, that, and the other, don't you feel disappointed in your fellow journalist? I know that I am. Even though I'm a talk show host, you know, I got the whole degree and everything. I'm shocked at the way that journalists and the Fourth Estate have let us down.
Well, you know, you make it. There's no denying that journalism has changed in what's called the mainstream media.
Right.
When I look at the same as you, cable TV, or even newspapers, you know, mainstream metropolitan dailies, I'm disappointed with the lack of muckraking and the lack of zeal and the lack of questioning. However, I realize that the news business is undergoing a profound transformation, and the profits seem to be in the areas of opinionated journalism.
Right.
So
when it gets down to it, these companies are companies, and it's trying to get money, and when they see all the you know, the viewers, so you kind of got to put it on the American public, going to these places that are just giving opinions and not news, they kind of, you know, you at some point you can't blame the news networks and you got to blame the people.
It is disappointing to see that, you know, people routinely say that the news media is, you know, biased and they don't like it, but what are the shows they watch? What are the publications they read?
Exactly. That's what drives me. Even this week with Charlie Gibson, I'm like, you dropped the ball, Gibson. You could have asked about 15 follow-ups, and you didn't. You just let it sit there. Anyway,
I had the exact same reaction, by the way. I thought you put it exactly right. There were a lot of questions that really required follow-ups. That,
yes.
Journalism 101, my students would have done a much more thorough job.
Look at that. I should be a professor, too. I'm just going to call myself a professor. I really appreciate you taking the time. I thought you wrote a really interesting book. I'm into it. James Broderick, Web of Conspiracy. You got a website or anything people can go check this out?
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for your good words. Anyone interested should check out webofconspiracy.net.
.net for that one. Hey, thanks, James. Appreciate you coming in the Hideout.
All right, it's been a pleasure. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. 800-636-1067. Dude's right. The dude's right.
Yeah, he is. Question everything, starting with your sexuality.
Why? What?
You went completely gay over him.
Yeah. Dude.
Good night.
Dude, I'm telling you. Boys, hang that up. I'm telling you, man. The whole idea of conspiracies and all that is so to the core of what the Hideout is.
Yeah,
question everything.
I question the conspiracy. I question that book.
Good.
Is it worth the paper it's written on?
Yes.
I think not.
I think it is.
What say you?
800-636-1067. That's like with the whole thing with Palin even, too, and the whole, did she give birth to that prop that she has? I mean, I'm sorry, the fifth kid, the Down syndrome kid.
I question whether that baby is really Down syndrome or not. Did she drop it? Did she smoke during her pregnancy?
Did she
drink?
Or is it just a bobblehead? Is that all it is? Is it real?
I don't know.
I question, have they come so far with Mr. Cabbage Patch? What are those things called?
Cabbage Patch kids? Calls?
Yeah. That they drool.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Have a little class. No. Conspiracies. It is the Hideout, Hefe and Dubs. On the other side of this, hey, do you want to talk seriously for a moment? I know I've been glowing about Palin, but I'd like to talk about it seriously for 2 seconds on the other
side.
Also, too, we get Chicago bus with football scores, that kind of fun stuff here on a Saturday night, rolling up to Joe Radio on 106.7 WJFK.
Damn it, man. I swear, you guys whistle me 13 or 14 more times. I'm out of here.
You're in the Hideout.
Yeah. Good evening, godless sodomites.
The Hideout.
But we will destroy this place.
The Hideout.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, coming down the home stretch. F.A. and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK, the Satchel Patch also around, too. But let's talk to our bestest friend at WJFK, Mr. Joe Hardinger. Hey there, Joe.
Well, hi, y'all.
Howdy now. How are you?
I haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's been the same for us, too, man. And everything's finally kind of getting back to normal for a second or two.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Labor Day, and then we had Terps football, and then we had more Terps football, so... I'm tan, rested, and ready.
Fantastic. What do you got on tap for tonight?
I don't know. There's been so much going on. I think we'll be talking about Sarah Palin. And
she's awesome.
Is she?
I love her.
Really?
Can I tell you why I love her? Let me run down why I love her so much. And seriously, I've fallen in love with this woman. She has awesome glasses.
Yeah.
She's a hockey mom. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah.
And
isn't that special?
Yeah. Oh, her kid is. And so that's the third reason. That's the third reason you love her.
Well, I know why the Republicans love her so much. Because she has sex with men, just like them.
Love it. Yeah, so I'm just a complete 180. I've just fallen in love with this flight attendant. I mean, with this governor of Alaska. She's fantastic.
I heard she's serving drinks on McCain's plane.
I would not doubt it. Cash only, please.
Coffee, tea, or me.
All right, so you got a little bit of that going. Hey,
yeah, we've just got a mixed bag of tricks tonight. I guess the guest tonight is you, the listener, so stand by, and we will have a good time.
Hey, what do you think about conspiracies? We just got off the phone with that cat that wrote a pretty good book about conspiracies and web conspiracies. You a conspiracy theorist like those of us in the Hideout?
I believe everything on the web. Why would anybody go through the trouble of putting a lie on the Internet?
Do you believe in the one that Michael Hughes has against the Hideout and Joe Radio?
Absolutely. That's no conspiracy, my friend.
That's out in the open.
Yeah. That's utter that's just utter disgust that Saturday night is even approaching anything successful.
Yeah. All right, there he is, Joe Hardinger, Joe Radio, caught up at 9. Back to
5,000.
5,000, Joe. 800-636-1067 if you want to get in. All right. Well, you know, all night you've heard me praise Palin. So now,
rightfully so.
And yeah. Now I'm going to play the devil's advocate to my praising because I really do love her. But let me say this, too, if I may speak for a moment again,
okay,
really quickly, as the fan of Palin. I'm just so excited that the Republican Party has embraced affirmative action finally. Because I know you guys, you hated it forever, but this is the ultimate affirmative action pick, and congratulations to the Republican Party on coming around and picking a woman because of her parts. I thought that was fantastic, too. Now, to play devil's advocate, if I may, just for 2 seconds.
Sure.
You know, because the media is supposed to be liberal, so...
It is.
I guess I'll play that part for a moment, although it sickens me. I'm going to go want to kiss a guy after this. I told you to question everything. I was right. This trick is crazy. And I have never seen...
You just call her a trick?
I have never seen such a amazing disrespect of the entire population of America by picking this woman. Now, mind you, this is me playing the liberal devil's advocate here in the Hideout on 106.7 WJFK. She is so incredibly unqualified. She, at the same time, too, she's a hypocrite. She, not I'm not going to say she's a hypocrite. She should be. With her ideals of abstinence education, and also at the same time, too, with her knocked-up 17-year-old daughter, this is ludicrous. It is a slap in the face, and I cannot believe how disappointed, if I were a liberal, how disappointed I would be in John McCain, who has completely lost the whole Maverick identity of himself.
Now, if you replaced she with he in there, you would be speaking directly about Barack Obama.
Now, here's what's interesting about that. Okay, I'm willing to concede. So why would you make that pick? If you disdain that so much...
I do not believe that Palin was a good pick whatsoever.
If you disdain so much, why then do you go make the exact same pick that you've been running down?
It's popular and it's a vote-getter. Look how far Obama's gotten with it.
You know, she did bump him 10 points, but this is before she's had a chance to really talk.
She bumped... Obama?
No, she bumped up.
Obama has bumps for everybody. Hey, bud.
Bump. Bumping them skins, obviously, without doming it.
No, it was a 10-point bump
you got
this past week for McCain,
mm-hmm.
Which goes completely against what you said when it happened, El Jefe. You thought immediately everybody'd see right through it.
Well, here's why. I do not know how to read the public.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest. And maybe that's part of the conspiracy as related to Hughes. Because, to me, this is so blatant. But I forget how stupid America is. I just forget it. I forget that this is the land of Hogan Knows Best and American Idol.
It is.
I told you.
And so, you know, again,
nobody visits book suppositories anymore. They just don't. Why would you?
And me and you, the day that it was announced, Hefe, we're talking on the phone, and I said, I'm not sure that this was a bad pick. It might help him. It's very transparent. But people don't pay attention
that much. So is America. America's
exactly.
Transparent.
Well, you got the hardcores out there, the hardcore conservatives. It's a great pick. You know, they're still going to stick by it no matter what.
Yeah, well, they weren't sticking by McCain because he's not ultra conservative. But this girl, she is. So that made them happy, and they're trying to pick up some scraggler white women's.
But they're not going to. The hardcores are not going to change their vote on either side. They're trying to pick up with her is my vote. They're trying to get Book's suppository vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I could care less if she knows what the Bush doctrine is. When he asked her what the Bush doctrine is, I was sitting there, I don't know, I think she should have gone spelling bee on it. Could you use that in a phrase, please?
Is that a noun?
Is that a noun? What's the origin of that word? You know,
Latin.
She did a question everything. Did we just not learn about that question? Where are you coming with that question? Why are you asking that?
What is
the Bush doctrine?
I do, and I know, Hefe, you disagree. I do feel it was a gotcha question.
That's what you're supposed to do if you're a journalist.
No, a gotcha question is when there is no real answer.
An answer to the Bush doctrine.
It didn't exist.
Preemption.
It didn't exist before this.
You do. There's
you're
nothing
crazy.
Wrong.
I had heard of that.
There's nothing wrong with the question catching them off guard. If somebody's going to be vice president of this great nation that is the United States of America, if she can't think on her feet and answer a stupid question.
Here's the thing. If he would have asked her, what do you feel about preemption? And if she was gotcha'd by that. That makes sense, but the Bush Doctrine without defining it?
I can't believe that you had never heard of the Bush Doctrine.
No, no one had.
You're crazy.
I haven't.
I've heard about it since, what, 2003?
Called the Bush Doctrine.
No, it was the Bush Doctrine of Preemption. That is the phrasing. Just because your dumbass doesn't read anything. By the way, this is still me playing liberal devil's advocate. 800-636-1067, because really, I love the pick. I think it's fantastic. She's a hockey mom. She's just like Satchel Paige. Why wouldn't I love her? She's qualified to run the country, and she has a Down syndrome baby.
But
that's
Obama. What has he done?
Right. No.
Besides coke.
Yeah.
And be with a man called Larry.
All right. That's not
Sinclair.
That's not even true.
He got a bump, a $10 bump. Big whoop.
She got a 10-point bump this week. So anyway, I just saw, and I'm just like, wow. I just forget. I always forget how stupid we are.
It makes me wonder where the leaders are. You know, I could care less who's up there. This is for the greatest country in the world. Why do we not have, like, a definite leader, somebody that stands head and shoulders above everybody? Why is it that McCain, the best of the Republican, makes a dumbass decision by picking some broad, some Eskimo broad, and then the Democrats can't come up with anything better?
800-636-1067.
Has anyone used this phrasing yet?
Because
I've been dying to on my AM show, but I know they probably lynch me. But since I'm playing the liberal devil's advocate, I could probably say it here. Igloo trash. Not white trash, igloo trash. And that's what she is. Five babies. Come on. Moose running all over the place. Daughter pregnant, shotgun wedding.
Oh, you can't do anything about the kid.
But she just
the
like
kid's
me.
Doing it. Because we already learned earlier, you come in, try to do something with the kid, the parent goes to jail.
It's right? Craziness. So, anywho, I just saw this, and, you know, I thought, this is ludicrous, but I forget. I forget we love American Idol and watching people.
You off the end like the quarter at the fair.
That's what a third grader does. You know, whenever they have that little plastic thing, and there's a square and a star and a circle, and then you put it through the right ones as a third grader to learn.
Listen, I don't know what third grade education you got.
Not third grader. Yeah. I'm sorry, three-year-old. A three-year-old. That's what a three-year-old does.
It's good. It's tough. It's doing it with your body. It's fun. It's entertaining. Watching some guy ask some Eskimo trash about the Bush Doctrine. What? Hasselhoff's on right around that time, too.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, well, let me take off my queer, pink, liberal, devil's advocate hat.
Pink panties and pumps off.
Let me go take that off and, you know, there, take that away from me. And my liberal friend, go burn that along with a flag. 800-636-1067.
Let's go to...
I was just going to say, now I feel better that I've taken that off and I see the light again. This Princess Payless, she's awesome. She's fantastic. I love her. You know why I love her? Seriously. Bringing Four Eyes back. Glasses. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses, speeches. She's a hockey mom. I don't know how you can hate a hockey mom. I know what I love most about her. She's just like me. A sportscaster.
Wearing glasses.
And a sportscaster. She's great. I love her.
Line one, Paul, Centerville.
Paul, you're in the hideout.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
Hey, hold up. What's up?
Go ahead.
You're on the air.
Oh, you there? Yeah, basically, I just wanted to say, it really, honestly, it doesn't matter because both sides are stupid. You know what? Even if, let's say, Obama said, I know Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has talked to me, and I have the cure for cancer, you'd think Republicans are going to actually vote for him? Seriously, both sides suck. We have absolutely no choice in this election. And I've actually met a lot of the media people, and they're all dumb as stumps.
Yeah, no, please, it's obvious. It's incredibly true. And you're right. There is no real choice when it comes down to it, because even when you look at Obama and McCain and how they would deal with things in a post-9/11 world,
they're weak.
It's the same answer. They both have the same answer, ironically enough, on the majority stuff that they do.
Can we get Bush to go Roosevelt?
But here's what I love about it, Here's what I love about it, though, to be perfectly honest. It doesn't matter. None of that matters, because right now what we're all talking about, the important stuff, the important issues.
The draft. The upcoming draft.
No. Thank you for the phone call. The important issues. Lipstick. Because I love her lipstick. I don't know if you see. She works that
can come back. It's the Hideout. 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout.
Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand.
Sexy.
Notice it has a point at the top.
Tell me more.
It's just the right shape.
Oh, yes.
The atheist's nightmare.
The Hideout.
The Hideout.
Why? You guys feel you have to be so negative.
Hang up on the whore. Next caller.
Negative.
You shut the hell up, sir. Get in a car accident right now. Look at you. You already got the lung cancer. You beast.
Negative.
And the face fits kicking.
Negative.
We're done with you and your show sucks. Beat it.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J Dubs.
Such a negative influence.
Back in the Hideout, wrapping it up on a Saturday night. Stay tuned. 15 minutes away from Joe Ardinger and Joe Radio.
Keep these numbers in hand for us and Joe. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
We've hit it all. Football. Saints at Skins tomorrow. Saints will win.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Maryland. Big win today.
Cal.
Over Cal. Also, we've talked about Princess Palin, how she's literally a godsend to not only America, but the world. And she's here and ready to save it.
I've heard some stuff about her, and I don't know if these are true at all.
If it's good, it's true. Otherwise, it's liberal lies.
That she goes to one of those churches they speak in tongues at.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's crazy. And I've seen that. I've been there. I've been to churches where they do that.
And they pray the gay away, too, which is good. Because that works.
And she also...
Like abstinence education.
And she also finds herself to be the anointed one.
Well, duh, obviously. She's the new Reagan. She's Reagan with a vagina. How could you not love her? Excuse you.
Man, that's been my dream for a long time.
Yeah.
But it was on the small of his back.
Mm. Hey, joining us on the phone right now, another thing we've been talking about, too, is this hurricane. Apparently there was one. Hurricane Ike hit Texas. Somebody called earlier and wanted to know about Galveston and what Galveston is.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that Galveston was Houston's dental dam, and that's what it was. Galveston is Houston's dental dam. Mom.
Dental dam.
How are you? My ma lives in Houston. Where?
Houston.
Yeah.
Houston.
Who all's there in the back? Get off the speakerphone. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I'm on speakerphone.
Take it off the speakerphone so I don't hear all the other loony Texans back there. What are you, hoarding? All right. All right. Mama, pick up the phone. Mom, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
They're saying we love you. How sweet.
Put the phone on.
Pick up the phone.
Take it up.
Take it off speaker.
Okay, 97% of Harris County has no power.
She's drunk. You're drunk, aren't you?
3% that does have power, so everybody's over here.
Are you drunk?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Is the diabetes affecting you right now?
I'm fine. I just had a people over.
You need the insulin.
Yeah. So, Mom, how is the damage to Houston?
Oh, my God, it's horrendous.
Really?
Is it really?
Pretty much, yes.
What's the worst part?
Well, at least you're flushing out all those pesky... refugees.
Mm-hmm. The New Orleans refugees.
Yeah, New Orleans was offering us safe passage, and yeah, they're going to give us, you know, $100,000 homes for overnight stays, but not for like a year like we did them.
Mm. My mom sounds really Mexican tonight.
Yeah.
Are you drunk? You sure you're not drunk?
Got the tequila open?
I am Mexican, and no, I have not had any Patron shots, but I will if you want me to.
No, see, she's my mom. Such a patch, this is the first time you ever talked to my mom.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This isn't a very good first impression. Hey, Mama.
This isn't?
No. So, is the house okay? Are you okay? Like, Houston's going to be all right?
Well, we have some shingles that are gone and some water, you know, upstairs. And banana tree's gone. And a few of the, you know, fans outside are gone.
Right. That's
and some the fence. And
add that you have power.
Yeah.
Like, really, when I think about all the people in Houston who should have power, Tracy McGrady, Ron Artest, Craig Biggio, and the fact that
the Texans game was called off on Monday because of all the damage to Reliance.
Yeah, that's been moved to Week 10 now.
Yeah, the Texans are playing.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, that's the thing. So, all right, now Ma, you're far in. So, how are you going to go help the people of Galveston? What are you going to go do to volunteer?
They're not.
Just stay away.
I am already sheltering people as it is.
Are you charging them anything?
Well, of course not. But they did have to bring their booze with them if they wanted to come lodge here overnight.
Obviously, all right, you're drunk. I'm going to let you go.
You're
obviously. All right, Mom, I love you. I'm glad that you're okay. It's good to hear that Hurricane Ike didn't get you. I'm almost just kind of sad that, what's the next one after Ike? Do we know what that one is?
Josephine fizzled.
Okay, now I hope Josephine comes and hits you too.
Josephine's already fizzled out.
That's too bad. Well, then I'm pulling for Hurricane Knox. Whatever the K one is, to come in there and just... Why? I hate that you have power right now.
I went and bought lots of hurricane supplies, and Karen's over here with her 10,001 canned goods.
And water.
And water.
And you will drink a little, you lushes.
Toilet paper.
All right, Ma, I gotta let you go. I love you. Good luck out there. Bye-bye. Love you. I'll talk to you later. Hang up on her, please.
Sounds like a normal evening and Saturday night in the household.
Yeah.
100 people there.
Oh, my goodness.
Staying in all the rooms.
All the refugees. Leave it to my mom. Only in Texas, only in Houston will my mom, the Mexican, go and just get all her white friends and save them. All the other people are just out there on their own. She was so drunk already.
Those weren't people that live there?
No. Yeah. You would think. already just so drunk as it is with her hurricane party. It is shameful that she has power right now.
Well, also, I don't know if you guys filled up on gas this week or if you guys, I didn't. I was one of the dumb ones.
I did, actually. I did fill it up a little bit quicker. I didn't even think to ask her about gas prices.
I doubt that they're even open.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably in a couple days, I'll go without.
Although, I'm sure, as you could hear, she's full of hot air. And there's probably enough alcohol in her breath where she could go in and start up a car. Jesus, my mother's an embarrassment. Every time I
love
home,
your mother.
Yeah, well, that makes one of us. And apparently she'll be having some love with her friend Karen. Whatever's going on there. I wonder if my mom's ever dabbled. I'm willing to
dabble in what?
Karen. I'm willing to bet she has. And this is just one of those excuses. Oh, you know, it was just crazy. It was Hurricane Ike. So I became a... Oh, jeez. What an embarrassment. All right, that's it. We had such a good show till the end where it fell apart when I got my mom on the phone, and that's where my life fell apart.
But you know, that's kind of... That's a peek into the psyche of Houston right now, just disheveled and drunk.
Yeah. She's so far inland, too. There's nothing going on there. I really am mad that she has power. Because you know why? If she didn't, she'd be sitting there sweating, losing...
She'd be driving to your place right now.
Sweating, losing a little weight, maybe reading a book, getting an education. Instead, she's there drunk with her white friends.
Yeah.
Making prank calls to radio stations.
She should be figuring out how to teach Palin's children a little bit better.
Yeah, that's true. She does do special education. Mm-hmm. There's your special education teacher. Oh, boy. Good luck with that. What's the name of that kid? Trigg? Or is that the one that went
that's
off?
That's
Trigg.
Or is it Tipper? Tipper.
Hold on. Let me throw my liberal hat on for a moment. Get that out of the fire along with the flag, please. Mm-hmm. Put this liberal hat on. This trick is crazy. What is it with her and her baby names? Bristol, Trigg.
Tipper.
There's not one really named Tipper.
Yeah.
I mean, is there?
Is that the one that's pregnant?
No, that's Bristol. Bristol's the one that's pregnant. What is it with this woman?
I don't know. She likes ESPN.
Yeah, she wanted to be on Sports. All right, let me take this liberal hat off. All right. Feel better now. Yeah. It's my understanding that Miss Sarah Palin is already on her way to Houston. And it turns out she's just going to walk through the streets of Galveston and the water is going to part so that everyone can get back to their homes. I saw it on the Drudge Report, so it has to be true.
Let's see. Where is her children's name?
I'm not interested.
I need to know if there's a Tipper now. I'm almost positive there is.
There's not a Tipper.
There's a Tipper, and I think it's the retarded one.
It's not. No. Trit, no. Do you know which one it is?
I have no clue.
Prop. That's what it is. That's the name of it. Prop. All right, you guys have a fantastic rest of your weekend. We'll see you next time in the Hideout, possibly with a huge announcement. Stay tuned for that. Yeah. And also stay tuned for Joe Radio. Joe Ardinger has a radio show, and he is next right here. Satchel Paige, you got any final thoughts for this weekend?
No, man. I'm looking forward to a good football game. The Redskins are going to stink it up against the Saints.
Yep, that's going to happen. And, by the way, USC just scored on Ohio State, so it's 7-3 right now, USC.
Wow.
And other than that, you guys have a really good rest of your... people want to know what the announcement is. Just wait.
You'll be surprised.